The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus had made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you question in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And he said to them, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name, preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses to all of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I begin the reflection and homily, I would like to take a moment to say a special word of thanks to our lectors. All our lectors are excellent here at Holy Family. I think we'll agree on that. And much credit due to Steve Dormier, who is the coach of the lectors. So thank you to all our lectors, and thank you to Steve Dormier, their coach. Very nice. And now that we're thanking the ministers of the liturgy, we'd like to thank Cal and Jack for being here to serve Mass. Thank you very much. Now let me look at this gospel reading for you. Today we're dealing with Luke's remembrance of the visit of Jesus after the resurrection to his disciples who were discouraged and lost. Last Sunday, you may remember, we had the same event recorded in the Gospel of John. Some small variations, but essentially the same message. It also appears in Mark. Interestingly, it does not appear in Matthew's Gospel. But since Mark is the earliest of the Gospels, and the others draw much of what they have to say from the Gospel of Mark, it's authentic. It appears in Mark and in John and in Luke. They don't tell us a huge amount about the event. I mean, John's Gospel we read last week, at the very end of chapter 20 in John's Gospel, when he finishes his Gospel, he says there are many other things that we cannot record because they are so numerous in number. So there are many, many things. We don't know how long Jesus stayed. We don't know everything that he said or everything they said, but the essential statement that the evangelist wants us to remember is a visitation of Jesus Christ expressing the infinite, unconditional love revealed in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never falters. We falter. But the love and the care of Jesus Christ is never wanting, no matter what happens in a person's life. Read the 3rd chapter of John's Gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Not all who are perfect, but all who believe in him will have eternal life. Those who believe in the infinite love of God, the healing, renewing, life-giving love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that all who believe in this Jesus Christ will be given eternal life. It also appears in St. Paul's letter to the Romans there in chapter 5, where he said, God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. The Lord comes to us in our time of crisis, in our time of sin, in our struggles, in our reversals, and we are reconciled. He comes and he says, you're discouraged. Peace be with you. Don't be anxious about your life. Touch the healing love of Jesus Christ. This is the essential message. However, in this Gospel of John, of Luke today, he says, once you have experienced this, now you will go and preach repentance. They failed. They had to fail. If they didn't fail, they wouldn't experience the reconciling, healing love of God in Jesus Christ. We all fail. In some ways, we have to fail. If we don't fail, we can't begin to understand God's revelation in Jesus Christ. And when we begin to look at this, repentance in this gospel, I want to take a different approach than last Sunday. I'd like to speak about the mandate that Jesus gives to those who are reconciled in the upper room here. Those who are reconciled are sent to preach repentance. Now, repentance, it's difficult to understand repentance unless we have a theology of sin. To understand a theology of sin, sin is not breaking a law. For a long time, we've been led to say, look at the Ten Commandments, see if you broke any law. Sin is not breaking a law. Sin is breaking a relationship. Sin is wounding a relationship. Sin is greed and selfishness, lying, cheating, wounding relationships. That's sin. It's the sin of the church, where we don't reach out to those who are wounded and struggling, when we exclude people, reject people, and make judgments about people to separate people. This is the presence of sin in a church and in our own lives, in our families. Think with me. In my family, there's a wound, and the wound is in me. And the wound is division. The wound is a lack of kindness. It's a judgment, it's a division, it's a rejection. And you can see, feel, and sense that we carry the wound. And until we see that we carry the wound, we cannot understand repentance or need to be healed. In the recent past, I had a funeral here for a wonderful man. And the testimony of his life was, he never said a bad word about anyone. And I said, wow, that's an extraordinary testimony about a man's life. Remembering Shakespeare in Othello, he says, he who steals my purse steals trash. 'Twas something, 'tis nothing. 'Twas mine, 'tis his. 'Twas slave to thousands. But who he who flinches from me my good name benefits not himself, but makes me poor indeed. Think about that. About the negative things we say about people, the half-truths that we say, that hurt people, the judgments we make about people, the anger we carry, the bitterness, the unhealed wounds of remembering a hurt of the past, won't let it go. And we carry systematic good reasons for not letting it go, except repentance. There's a need for repentance. We need to be reborn, we need to change. We cannot begin to share healing with others until we ourselves have been healed. We cannot give a blessing unless we ourselves have been blessed. And later on, when we come in Mass and we say, "The peace of Christ be with you, and also with you," and then we share a sign of peace. But before we share a sign of peace, we have to have peace within ourselves. So when we come to this point in the Mass today, and we pause and say, "Bless somebody with a sign of peace," we'll pause and pray that we ourselves will have peace within. That's the meaning of the healing love of Christ. We lose touch with that. We lose touch with the essential statement of God revealing in Jesus Christ. It's difficult for us to grasp the notion, the concept, the experience of infinite love. We have no human experience of infinite love. Human love always has some conditions. We're all wounded people, we're all sinners. We're all measured by our humanity. But the infinite love of God lifts us up and sets us free. And that's the teaching that Luke wants us to grasp here in this gospel reading today. And Luke, of course, is a gentle gospel. It could be your favorite gospel, because Luke is very kind. He shows us a very gracious and loving Jesus Christ. Only Luke has chapter 10, there he is, the Good Samaritan. Only Luke has chapter 15, the prodigal son. Only Luke in chapter 23 has the thief, the criminal on the cross. "Remember me when you come into paradise this day, without demand, this day you will be with me in paradise." Only in Luke. Luke is a gentle gospel. And what we get today in the text of our gospel reading challenges us to say, we will be renewed in God's word. We will be uplifted by the healing love of Jesus Christ. And we will go forth from here and we will bless everybody without distinction, without judgment. We will bless everybody with the peace of Christ, which is given to us. That's the teaching of this gospel that comes from Luke. It's a gospel about repentance. It's a gospel about healing. And whatever the long conversation went on between Jesus and the 11 here, mentioned in Luke's gospel, we don't get all the conversation, but we get enough of it that the evangelist wants us to understand that the mission we have is given to us because we have experienced the love of Jesus Christ, and therefore our mission is one of to preach repentance, to preach something we have experienced ourselves. I have experienced in my life the healing, generous, open, unconditional love of God that sees goodness in each and every person. Amen.